Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we're going to listen to composers' early works. I've chosen three composers whose teenage compositions are well worth hearing: Songs of Ruth Chantal, the Piano Concerto of Clara Schumann, and A Song of Lily Boulanger. Ruth Chantal is new to Into the Light. She was born in Hamburg, Germany in 1924 and began her musical studies at the Stern Conservatory in Berlin when she was five. In 1935, she was expelled, along with other Jewish students, at the insistence of the Nazis, and in 1938, she emigrated with her family to Sweden, moving again in 1941 to Mexico City. She graduated from Yale in 1948 and wrote advertising jingles and popular songs for a living, but she also performed as a concert pianist and composed prolifically. Among her chamber works, for example, are The Wall Before and After, written in 1994, about the reunification of Berlin; Bells of Sarajevo for clarinet and prepared piano, from 1997, and her Quartet No. 3, Holocaust in Memoriam. Chantal also taught at New York University and the Westchester Conservatory of Music. She died in July 2006 at her home in Scarsdale, New York, at the age of 82. Here is what she says about the songs we'll hear. The song cycle, Frühe Lieder, early songs, was written between 1940 and 1944. I wrote the first one when I was 15 while living in Stockholm, where I took private composition lessons from Ingemar Lilfors in addition to my studies at the Royal Academy of Music. The other songs were written in Mexico, where our family settled in 1941 and where I studied with the eminent composer Manuel Ponce. The Rilke poems were among the few German books our family could save during our flight from the Nazis and subsequent travels from our erstwhile Berlin home. I composed the piano part and the melodic setting of the poems simultaneously, playing and singing, hearing the vocal line and the piano part as an entity. The text inspired me and gave the settings their form and emotional content. The early songs received many performances by some of the most prominent singers in Mexico. In the spring of 1946, wanting desperately to come to the United States, I showed the songs, together with my first piano concerto, which had just been premiered with myself as soloist, to Paul Hindemith, who was then on a conducting tour in Mexico. Hindemith opined that these songs were very beautiful, but one does not write like this anymore. He obtained a full scholarship for me to study with him at Yale, however. I regarded the songs as youthful sin, and they lay dormant in my closet for over 40 years until some inquiries and requests made me pull them out of oblivion. Well, I think you'll be glad she did when you hear them. The soprano is Susan Gonzalez and the pianist Marcia Eckert. I'll read the Rilke poems translated by the composers before each song. My early lent-away songs, often in the quiet of overgrown ruins, I sang to the evening. Verse after verse I wanted to link, to give as presents and jewels to a blonde maiden. But alone I felt amongst everyone, and so I had to drop them. They rolled like loose corals into the evening.